You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Sheffa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to continue a little bit with some thoughts, meditations, or preparations for the time that we're in, which is the Chodesh of Elul. Now, B'derech Klal, generally speaking, both historically speaking as well as symptomatically speaking, Elul has become a zman, or a time, that is associated with fear, it's associated with concern, it's associated with an anticipatory dread over a judgment that stands at the ready to destroy or build up what our expectations for ourselves might be for the coming year. And it's time of deep movement inwards that creates within the individual an anxiety, a fear, a concern, a certain drive towards behaving well in order that we're not punished. And all of this is emboldened by the typical approach, which can be found in many svarim, which need to be understood properly, but emboldened by the approach that Elul is a time of fear and trembling. Elul is a time of trepidation, where even the fish in the sea are trembling out of their concern and out of their anxiety. Now, it would be one thing. It would be one thing for a person who had a clean slate of consciousness, who found themselves in a state of calmness, menuchas hanefesh, to look at their inequities, to look at their transgressions, to look at themselves through eyes of refinement, and to approach the notion of judgment with a sense of awe and trepidation. That would be an appropriate thing for an individual who wasn't struggling with the symptoms of anxiety or the fallen fears that populate our minds at any given moment. But being that we live not only in an age of anxiety, but stuck even farther down than an age of anxiety, this unbridled notion of fear, concern, perhaps even fear-mongering when it comes to the preparation for Rosh Hashanah, for Aser Yisrei Teshuva, for Yom Kippurim, for Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, so we need to really reevaluate ourselves and reorient ourselves towards what this time period is, because otherwise it's going to be adding insult to injury. Not only are we going to be stuck in our negative patterns of behavioral because we can't change out of fear of failure, but we're also going to be sitting here terrified and swallowed up by this anticipatory concern and dread that places really our entire year, both spiritually and emotionally, under a big question mark of how are things going to work out for me? Did I behave well enough? And while we can spend a lot of time focusing in on the alternative approaches towards Avodas Hashem associated with Ahava and connectivity, and one that sees the affirmative points of goodness within each individual as this real specific identity while all of the negativity falls away. Nevertheless, we're going to focus in on a medicinal dosage of Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha, who really teaches us how to reorient ourselves towards these days of awe. Because what we're going to see, it turns out that perhaps when people walked by the bodies of water in the Zman of Elul, they may have seen bubbles coming up from below, which may have led them to assume that the fish must be trembling like the rest of us. But perhaps what we can understand after reading the words of Rabbi Nachman is that, yes, there were bubbles coming up from the sea, but perhaps it was from the fact that the fish were cracking up and that the fish were laughing. Both laughter and fear, both laughter and trepidation and tears, while they seem like they're coming from polar opposite places within the spirit, we're going to identify how the laughter and the tears of Elul are going to be both part and parcel of the same thing. And we can begin to reorient ourselves toward the possibility of slackening our grip of intensity in the Zman of Elul and learning how not only not to take ourselves too seriously, but not to take the Zman of Elul too overly seriously to the degree that it beats us down further and further beyond where we want to get to. Now, the first place that we'll start is with a profound dream that Rabbeinu had. Rabbi Nachman recorded his dreams within other Sipurei Maisios, not the Sipurei Maisios Meshanim Kadmonios, but from stories that Rabbi Nachman brought, parables which have been compiled and reprinted. So I want to read this very interesting dream for us to begin to pick up a little bit of what Rabbi Nachman was advising us when it came to the time of Elul. Siper b'mei Elul. Rabbi Nachman says he told over in the time of Elul shechalam lo, that he had a dream. Shayarotze lichanos bebayis lishma kol shofar. He wanted to enter into a home in order to hear the voice of the shofar, that voice of trepidation, that emergence of din and judgment. Va'avar lefnei bayis echad. And he was walking and he passed in front of one house. Now, one house can also mean a house of unity, a house of achdus. V'shama shesham mizamrim umachin kaf el kaf umeraktim me'oid v'smechim. And he passed by a house where he realized that they were singing loudly and they were clapping loudly and they were dancing loudly and they were enjoying themselves with jumps and rikudim and somersaults, like those who are incredibly happy and excited. Anisi va'amarti. Rabbi Nachman says, I responded and I said, Halo lakan bevadai tov lichanos lishmoa kol shofar. That obviously this is the place where it will be very, very good for us to hear the sound of the shofar. The ana echad, and somebody responded after Rabbi Nachman told over this dream, shagam merumas besifro, this notion of celebrating Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, hearing the shofar in a place of dancing, in a place of liveliness, in a place of excitement and tzchok, is hinted to that the mitzvah of shofar is the aspect of hamcha'as kaf virikudim. It's going to be the aspect of clapping and dancing. So rather than being this demanding call that brings fear and trepidation upon us, the shofar is in truth the beginning of an instrument that plays prior to the excitement and the dancing and the clapping, which serves as redeeming the world from all of its harsh judgment. That when a person claps and when a person dances, they take the negativity that is abound in their lives and the air around them, and they take that energy and they allow there to be a batisha, an engagement, an encounter between two oppositional forces. All negativity comes about by a pagisha, by an encounter of two oppositional forces, which should not be unified together. But what we do when we clap is we take the right and the left. We take the left hand, which represents gevuros. We take the right hand, which represents chasadim. And instead of seeing those as two polar opposites, we bring them together to show that there's an achdus. There's a unity between them. The same is true with our legs. The netzach and the hod, the left and the right, both are necessary in the process of dancing. Al yedei rikudim u'mechias kaf mamtikin es kol hadinim. By clapping and by dancing, we rectify all of the severity, because what we're revealing is the inherent unity found within what we might conceive of disparity. We find the unending nature of joy and simplicity that's found even within the territories of concern. And Rabbi Nosson continues that Rabbi Nachman v'na'ana lo Rabbeinu zachrona lebracha rosho, and Rabbi Nachman nodded his head in the sense that shofar, yes, indeed, shofar represents this dancing and this clapping that comes with self-abandonment to joy. Achar kach shalach Hashem b'libi, says Rabbi Nosson, that Hashem sent into my heart, shemerumas b'pasuk, this idea is hinted in the pasuk, sheshofar hu b'chinas rina v'simcha, that the shofar, far from being a clarion call towards fear and repercussion awareness, rather it's a call towards simcha and singing. Ki az yamale schok pinu ulishanein arena. The pasuk in Tehillim says that then, on that day, us, at the end, in the end of the year, which is the Zman of Elul, where a person comes in contact with the possibility of the spiritual death or the psychological death of this past year, where we couldn't live up to what we wanted to live up to, where it's so natural to judge the self negatively and find despondency in every area of ourselves, from the mind to the heart to the body, to look at what's wrong, to focus on the blemishes, God forbid. Rabbi Nachman says, in truth, it's the aspect of azima le schoik pinu ulishanenu rina, and the pasuk schoik pinu ulishanenu rina shin pei vav resh is rosh teva shofar. Is rosh teva shofar, that the secret of the shofar is the secret of azima le schoik pinu ulishanenu rina. That in truth, when we come in contact with the end of things, when we come in contact with the edge of things, when we come in contact with the significance and the severity of what it means to be a human being, sometimes all that we can do is dance and laugh and clap around and recognize that Ribbono Shel Olam, I know the secret already. I know that there's nothing to be afraid of. Yes, I have to do tshuva. Yes, I have to return. Yes, I have to be better. Yes, I have to be more in each and every level of my life. But there is nothing that I could do, Ribbono Shel Olam, to take myself away from you. Even when I'm a choita, I'm with you. Mamre Amrim Hayinu Im Hashem. When I am rebellious against you, I am nevertheless still with you, as the Ramak HaKadosh Zchus Yagan Aleinu in his Sefer HaNifla Toimer Devoira, which is Ma'ira the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, that it's coming to describe, speaks about all of the different elements of the Chesed and the Rachamim that it's Niskala, in the very simple fact that even the activities and the behaviors that we engage in, the transgressoratory failures in our lives, the only energy and capacity we have to engage in that is from you, the Rabbeinu Shlalem. It's from you. You give me the koach to move away from you. This is what Rabbi Nachman quotes when he quotes the teaching from Rav Pinchas Karitzer, that we're going to be saying Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Dibarnu, Dofi. What's the pluralization here? Where is the polarity? I'm responsible. Who else is responsible? Zok to Rabbi Nachman in the name of the Heiliger of Pinchas, he says that if I did it, Hashem, then you're responsible also, because there's nothing that I do that's without your koach. And Mamela, if I'm going to be apologizing for my behaviors, then you're going to be part and parcel of that apology, Rabbeinu Shlalem. It's calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, so to speak, where it says that the very energy, the very highest that you give me in every second is the very energy that upkeeps me in my moments of running away from you, when in truth, all I'm trying to do is come closer to you. Hineni Boirech Mimcha Elecha, as the Paitan Ibn Gamriel says, I run from you to you. There's nowhere to run from you, Rabbeinu Shlalem. And when a person comes to find that the limit where I thought I would be hopeless turns out to be an Ir Miklat, where I rediscover hope that can never be destroyed, the only thing to do is to laugh about it. Laugh, 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 fall apart. All of our considerations and conceptions of what we thought Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur were turn out to be false, because what we're doing is we're being makariv to the Rabbeinu Shlalem. And what is it that helps us reorient ourselves? So Rabbi Nachman says elsewhere in Torah Chaf Aleph in Likut HaMaran, that the human mind, the Jewish mind in particular, is composed of various thought arrangements. We have these preconditioned thoughts, whether they're cognitive distortions or they're healthy thinking patterns. We have schematic beliefs about ourselves that are always there. Some are extended beyond our concept of self. Some are internalized as our very concept of self. But suffice it to say that the human being is a construct internally of various interconnected and interlaid thought processes. Now, these levushim of the mind, what Rabbi Nachman refers to as levush, the way that my mind expresses itself in this world, the way my mind expresses itself to myself, to others, and to God, if I remain stagnant in my own thought patterns that have gotten me through this year, and I try and renew my avoida with you, Rabbeinu Shlalem, with those old thought patterns without getting rid of all the chametz, then I'm not going to be able to return in tshuva. But in truth, the only thing blocking me from returning in tshuva is the old sedimented thought patterns, the levushim of the mind, the garments of the mind, that need to be moved and shifted and cleansed. As Rav Kook, Zchus Yagan Aleinu, whose yahrzeit it is today, tells us that the ikker nekuda of what makes tshuva difficult is the fact that we do not believe in how easy it is. Because very simply, it takes a shifting of the mind, the changing of my mind, thinking differently. And it's this transition of the levushim, this looking at myself through eyes of difference, instead of looking at myself through eyes of fear, looking at myself through eyes of joy, instead of looking at myself through eyes of judgment, looking at myself through eyes of acceptance. And this experience of shifting the levushim, of reorienting my thought patterns, to begin to say yes where I would say no in the past, to begin to uncover nekudos tovos where I would find nekudos ra'os, God forbid. So this avoida is megala the v'tischak liyom acharon, the laughter of the last day, the laughter of the last day, which comes about to reveal how all of our assumptions about ourselves, about others, and about the world at large were really false, and that in truth, just like bina is mahapich things on Purim, so to bina, which is the gematria of Elul 67, is mahapich things in the Zman of Elul as well. Zakhtar bin Achman in Torah Chaf Aleph, he says as follows, the Iker Hazman Lazet, when is the main time for a person to be machlif the levushim, to shift and reorient the garments of their mind, to reorient ourselves, to think differently about ourselves, to look at my circumstances differently, to be more compassionate to the other, to be more compassionate to myself, to see myself as worthy in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shalom rather than being chased away, to see the fish as laughing rather than trembling. Ze soid shel chodesh Elul. This is the time of Elul. Elul is the time to shift and reorient the thought constructs. Ze levusha Levusha, the strength and the power that comes from the levusha of the mind, levusha v'tischak liyom acharon, and there will be laughter on the last day when I come to terms with the fact that I can transform everything with just a flick of a thought. Rosh Tevos Elul, that the Rosh Tevos of Elul, says Rabbi Nachman, are levusha v'tischak liyom acharon. Again, Sfek Pinu L'shoneinu Rina is the Or of Shofar. Rabbi Nachman and the Tzadikim who are makosher to the neshama of Rabbi Nachman, Ich bin Rabbi Nachman, says Rav Kook, the secret of tshuva is the secret of being able to laugh, to be able to take ourselves less seriously, to be able to crack ourselves up so that we can look at the pieces of ourselves that we've assumed were so fundamentally a part of ourselves. We've trembled at them. We've been so afraid of ever attaching ourselves to the possibility of shifting away from those patterns of behavior that maybe now in this Zman of Elul, we have to laugh a little bit, because when a person laughs, they're opening themselves up to the possibility of change. That's the secret of Yitzchak, the secret of the shofar, of the ayil of Yitzchak. It's the v'tizchak liyamacharo, and it's cracking up at the fact that Rabbeinu Shlalem, I was afraid of you. I was so afraid of you. And in truth, all I had was an awesome reality of you. My fear, which was pathological the previous year, is being transformed into a place of gilui bira'ada, finding joy within my trembling, a trembling of joy, a joy that is born out of the fact that Rabbeinu Shlalem, I don't want to do anything ever that can possibly take me away from you for a second. It's a tshuva that's born out of love. It's a tshuva me'ahava. It's a tshuva me'schoik. And when I can laugh my way into tshuva, when I can laugh my way through Elul, the Kashnitzer Magid says in the name of the Noam Elimelech that Elul is Aleph Lul, which is the secret of the Aleph that is expressed throughout the world through the laughter of the world, through the laughter of being Megala Rabbeinu Shlalem in our lives and the very opposite places where we would conceive of ever finding him. So when Elul comes in and Tshuva comes in, it's a Zman of Tshuva Mesimcha. It's a Zman of taking ourselves and our inequities and our transgressions less seriously, not to ignore what needs to be done, but rather to prepare ourselves to judge ourselves in the right way. I can't judge myself if I'm angry. That's an impartial judge. I have to be able to laugh with myself and not take myself so seriously in order to separate from myself, to look at myself objectively and to realize that, you know what, Rabbeinu Shlalem, when all is said and done, I'm not so bad. I'm really not. I'm trying my best. You've created a world that's difficult. You've created a situation, which I get it. It's schwer sometimes. This is where you want to be found, Rabbeinu Shlalem. But we have to learn how to be menatzeach on the Rabbeinu Shlalem, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu Hanavi teach us, la'atiach dvarim klapei mala, to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, kavyachal, like Yitzchak Avinu, who says, are you kidding me? You want to punish the kids? You want to punish Klal Yisrael? Why are you calling them my kids, says Yitzchak? Call them your children as well. And that's why we're going to say Ki'ata Avinu, because it's the light of Yitzchak, the laughter of Yitzchak, the sleik of Yitzchak that shifts things around, that breaks things up and allows us to embrace the secret of the shofar, which is the Shir Pashat, Kafel, Meshulash, and Meruba, the light of unity that comes about specifically from the places of disunity, and to open ourselves up to the possibility of viewing ourselves a little bit calmer, a little bit less seriously, to laugh about it, to laugh with others about it, to laugh with the Rabbeinu Shlalem about it. And then we can properly enter into the Zman of Rosh Hashanah, into the Zman of really laughing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the fact that, yes, I've known this all along. You've always been king. You're king before the creation of the world. You're king during the creation of the world. You're king after the creation of the world. And when our minds are saturated with that paradoxical impossibility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, both in his presence as well as his absence, the only thing that we'll be able to do is to laugh on that last day, Be'ezras Hashem.
The music is by Zusha. For more from the Shefa Podcast Network, visit our Facebook page and please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.